Okay, we're at Rabotai. We're trying to learn the Malacha of Topher and to do the best that we can about it. Yesterday we spoke about the Kasha that all the Rishonim ask, that if the Gemara says that you only violate Topher v'husha Kashran, so then Lachori you should be chayiv twice for both Topher and Kosher every time. And we noted yesterday that there are three approaches in the Ritva to answer this question. Three approaches in the Ritva. Eli showed me this morning that the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah writes Taka that you're chayiv twice. And at first I'm like, wow, that's really interesting. No one seems to say that. Then I realized, no, that's actually the middle pshat in the Ritva. Because the middle pshat in the Ritva says that the case in the Gemara is v'husha kashran, not that you actually make a kesher, but that you wind it up or something. No? Is that the middle pshat in the Ritva? I don't really make a kesher. But that implies l'chayre that if I would actually make a kesher, so I'd be chayiv for kosher and for tofer. I'd be chayiv twice. And that approach that you're chayiv twice actually makes it to the famous authoritative work of Rabbi Israel Meir Kagan Pupko in Simin Shin Mem. Rabbi Pupko decides to give us all the rules of Tofer. It's in Simin Shin Mem Sif Zayin, and it's in the Sif Katan Chaf Zayin. Right, he writes, "Hatayfer shtei tefiras chayiv, v'husha kasher rashi hachut mikan kedesh lo tishamet, v'afilu lo haya shel kayama, v'im haya shel kayama chayiv, gam mishum kosher." If the knot that I tie is a kesher shel kayama, then I'm chayiv both for kosher and for tofer. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and that l'cha'ora is what the Bar Tanura says, and in the notes on the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Bar Tanura, the Shar HaTzion, notes on the Mishnah Berurah, the Shar HaTzion, Aisamach Aleph quotes the Bar Tanura. So it's not such a out there shita. So that was our conversation yesterday. Part of the conversation that we had yesterday also involved Tefira She'ena Shel Kayama.
That's the kasher doesn't need to be a kayama.
It also says
In the
that
Mishnah Berurah right before it says, "Yafilu
Nachon, even if the kesher is not, in other words, that's the middle pshat of the Ritva.
so there's a
That if
difference.
I do a kesher she'ena shel kayama, or I do something that's not a kesher, it just fastens it in place, then I violate tofer alone. But if I do a kesher shel kayama, then I violate both kosher and tofer. That's precisely the nekuda that we're trying to
Is it
say.
tofer shel kayama? If it's not a kasher shel kayama, is it tofer shel kayama?
So if it's not Kesher Shel Kayama, is it Tofer Shel Kayama? So this gets involved in the question that we want to talk about now, which is it necessary to be Tofer Shel Kayama? Right? What we spoke about yesterday is that there are Rishonim, the third answer of the Ritva, right? That we're talking about a Kesher She'ena Shel Kayama, and you're still Chayim Mishum Tofer. You get the impression that Tefira does not have to be Shel Kayama. This issue, whether Tefira has to be Shel Kayama or not, seems to be a Machlokas HaPoskim and a Machlokas HaRishonim and a Machlokas LaHalacha, and this will be our conversation mostly for today. Turn to the Mordechai. The Mordechai Ben Hillel, died in the Rheinfleisch massacres of in 1286. It's Simon Tuf Nun Zayin in the Mordechai. Basically, at the beginning of Perek Bametomnin, right? At the beginning of Perek Bametomnin, in the I think it's in the Haggais Mordechai, in Simon Tuf Nun Zayin. The Gemara over there says that matirin beis hatzaver b'shabbes, right? Right, that if you have a garment that the neck is tied together, the kofs and tie the neck together or something like that. So you're allowed to undo it on Shabbos. Comes along the Mordechai, and he writes, Riva Pirish, Beis HaTzavar, Shem Niskasher B'Shas Kvisason, Matirin. If it's during the laundry process, if it gets tied together, you're able to undo it. Avalam Haya Tafur, Pi Beis HaTzavar, The Gemara says matirin beis hatzavar. That means that the neck is tied together in a knot. That the cleaner is somehow, when they finish the shirt, they tie the neck together. So zak the riva in the Mordechai, you can untie the knot. However, if they sewed it together, im hayatafur beis hatzavar, it's asur lenatkan. Then you can't undo it. And he writes, ready? Let's read the Mordechai carefully. Shelo matzino chiluk ben tfira shel kayama litfira she'ena shel kayama v'raf yabiyadi. In other words, the Mordechai quotes in the Riva that we never see a distinction between tfira shel kayama and tfira she'ena shel kayama, but I'm not 1,000,000% sure that this is correct. Raf yabiyadi. It is soft. It is not firm. I'm not convinced that this is correct. However, Rabbi Yoel matir afilo b'tfira hayo velo lehiskayim of it. V'chein aminam per klal gadol, v'chein kasar ravya, v'shem rashbam, etc. Meaning, the Rabbi Yoel says it's heter gomer. Now, here's my thing. Ready? It seems to me that the machlokes here in the Mordechai is min hakotze el hakotze. The first sheet of the Riva, if I'm not mistaken, by the way, the Riva is the earliest of the Bali HaTaisis that we're aware of. He died in 1133. We don't know of any Bali HaTaisis older than the Riva. The Riva says, lo matzino chiluk bein tefira shel kayama l'tefira she'ena shel kayama. If he says there's no chiluk, that l'cha'ira means that it's aser min ha-Torah. There is no chiluk. I'm just reading the words. No chiluk between tefira shel kayama, the tefira she'ena shel kayama. That means it's aser min ha-Torah. The Rabbeinu Yoel disagrees, and Rabbeinu Yoel is matir. Matir. Meaning it's heter gomer. Right? So there is a pa'ar, there is a gap between the Riva and Rabbeinu Yoel about whether it's mutter or aser min ha-Torah. There's a third shita, which is the shita of the Karban Nisanel. The Karban Nisanel on the bottom of the Rush, it took me time to figure out that there are three shitas over here. But Hanir Lafi and these... What?
Rashi is also a
Shita. The Rashi is Meduya, is the source of the Karban Nisanel.
Oh, okay.
Right? The Karban Nisanel in Ois Nun. Right? Remember, the Gemara says, Vahalo Kaima. Right? It's on the Rosh Simin Zayin that you only chayiv if you tie a knot. Right? The Gemara asks, Ais Lo Kaima. Rashi says, Kaima de Lo Kaima Lav Mulacha. Rashi says, if it's not Mekayim, it's not a Malach. I'm bringing the Karban Nisanel Osnon. Masha, the Iker Kuchas HaShas, to lo have Av Malacha. Avo Pater, Avo Aserhu. Zuck the Karban Nisanel. The Gemara is only discussing whether it's an Av Malacha. If you're Tokev Shteit Kifos, if you in out, right? That's Shteit Kifos, in out. If you do that and you don't tie a knot, says the Karban Nisanel, Pater Aval Aser. It's Aser Midrabanan. Now, it's not going to be Mekuya, Mekayim, Mekim, whatever, however you pronounce it. It ain't that. But even so, it's Aser Midrabanan. So I think there are three Shitas by Tefira She'ena Shel Kayama. Chayiv, Mutter, all in the Mordechai, and Aser Midrabanan. Therefore, the Karban Nisanel says, "V'lachein tamei ani me'ayin nohagin ha'olam Shetochvim im mata in machat shekorin steknadel b'loshen Ashkenaz hakrais im hamalbush shekorin shuktsa b'loshen Ashkenaz. He's bothered. How come the minhag, and the minhag is in Prague, that they use pins to attach the crease to their garment? Like, let's say your cuff is coming down from your pants. Your hem, right, is coming down. The minig of people was that they would take a pin. Now, when I talk about a pin, I'm talking about like a straight pin. And they would insert it and hold the hem in place. Zak the carbon nisanel, tomeya ani on the minhag. I have a kasha on this minhag that people do. Because l'cha'ayra, it's shteit kifos. So it should be asur midrabanan, even though there's no kasher. So the carbon nisanel says it's asur midrabanan, even without a kasher. And this carbon nisanel makes it to, we're going to quote this book again, Rabbi Israel Meir Kagan Pupko's book called Mishnah Brura. Oh, other one, right?
I'm thinking Machne Yisrael.
Again?
I'm thinking Machne Yisrael.
Machne Yisrael. That's already, there's some even more exotic books that he has. But in the Mishnah Brura, same Sifkotin, Shin Mem Sifkotin Chav Zayin, the Alkain, Oison Ha'anoshim Shetofen Ha'krais Im Ha'bega B'machat, Lav Shapir Avdi. They are doing wrong. If I say no good, that means bad. Lav Shapir Avdi. They're doing bad. They're doing wrong. Now, the Mishnah Brura is quoting the Korban Nisanel because Reb Kiva Eger on the Magen Avraham Sifkotin Yud Aleph, Reb Kiva Eger says that the Korban Nisanel says that if you toifer based tefiras v'lo kashar, it's an iser d'rabbanan. Therefore, you shouldn't use a pin. And this is also what it says in the Chuvas Ginas Verodim. That's what Reb Kiva Eger says. Ofra ani tachas kapois raglayim. Aval achshav ze lo ani medaber. Ze hagoin re Moshe Feinstein. The Chuvas Igros Moshe, chelik beiz me'orechayim, simen pei dalet. Hei ira hagoin re Moshe Feinstein, seichet tzadik v'kodosh l'vrocha. I'm trying to sound like Rav Asher Weiss. It's not easy. Heir ha'goin ha'moisha feinzin zecher tzadik v'kodesh l'vrocha. Shaharav korban nisanel me'olam lo asar litchov b'machat. Harei hu rak tama al minhag b'prag. Aval me'olam lo asar harav korban nitanel. Steht nicht da kein Isser. There is not. Right, but he says, I have a problem on the minhag. Now, here's the thing.
Doesn't that mean it's wrong?
He's bothered by a kasha on the minhag. He has a diuk in Rashi, and therefore he says, I have a problem on the minhag. Now, part of the question about how we learn halacha is when you have a minhag, and the minhag l'cha'ora comes from Talmidei Chachamim. The Korban Nisanel, Reb Natan Ovayel, was the Rav in Prague, no? The minig in Prague, there were Ga'onei Olam, who are the Rabbanim in Prague. The Ga'onei Olam in Prague never got up and made a drasha that this is usher. Never. The Lashon usher does not appear in the original Korban Nisanel. The Reb Kiva Eger uses the Lashon usher. The Mishnah Brura uses the lashon lav shapir avdi. By the way, if you hold that it's mamish and iser derabbanon, that would mean that if I take a pin and I do sholaysh tikifais, I violate an iser d'oraisa, no? In terms of your pants, when the hem comes out, you're very often, you're not going to be able to hold the pant leg together with shteitz kifos, no? Shalosh tichifos is asur min hatoira, even b'li kasher. But the deal that the Koran Nisana has from Rashi is that it's going to be asur even b'li kasher. However, right, that would mean that three tkefis is mamish asur min hatoira. The Mishnah Brura in Shin Mem Sifkot and Chof Zayin Taka quotes the Karban Nisano, and he quotes the Karban Nisano in a very extreme version, that it's Aser. Aval, the Mishnah Brura Simin Shin Ches Sifkot and Mem Vav in Hilchas Mukta. In Hilchas Mukta, look at the Mishnah Brura Sin Shin Ches Sivkot in Mem Vav. Hilchos Mukta, it says that you're allowed to move a needle on Shabbos. I can move a needle. It's not Mukta. To take out a splinter, you're allowed to use a needle. Right? Mishnah Brura writes, the needle is a klisham lachle le'iser. It's mutter le'tauto le'tzerech gufo dahainu litol hakotz. Oshinokiv bo'os hamursa lahotim en alecha. You can move the needle to take a splinter out, or if you have a pus pimple, to pop the pus pimple. V'hu adin, shemutar, litchov ba et hamalbushim lichabran ve'et hadchak. Zok the Mishnah Brura and Shenches Eis Memvav, that be'es hadchak, b'shas hadchak, you're allowed to use a pin to hold it together. If it's a makom she'asur latzis bo b'Shabbos, there's a shay of chutzaa on the pin. So in Simin Shin Gimel Sif Tes says it's asur, and look in Simin Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches and Yud Tes. Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches and Yud Tes. By the way, these Mari Makomos are not that hard to find. A good way to learn is you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa and you just follow the footnotes. Shrasayim Yishak, Mamish, beauty, no? Beauty in those footnotes. Shmishas Kol Chasa Tainas, that although the Mishnah Brura in Shin Mem sounds like you shouldn't use a needle to in, out, sounds like the Karban Nisano, but elsewhere in the Mishnah Brura, he writes up Shas HaDchak, L'chal Pachas is Moter, in Shin Ches, Sifkotin Mem Vav. And in Shin Gimel Besofo, Sif Yud Ches and Yud Tes, Shin Gimel Yud Ches Yud Tes. He discusses about whether you should scream at the women who have needles in their begodim, etc. And the only shaila is out to the tiltel. The Mishnah Brura over there sounds like to put the needle in is not going to be a problem. It's not going to be a problem. Now, why not? L'cha'ora, the diuk that the Karban Nisano makes in Rashi, that it's not a malacha. So that diuk is quite powerful. Why would we say that using a machat is not a problem? So there are a few ways of looking at this. Let's go back to our discussion in the Mordechai, etc. Tfira she'ena shel kayama. We have three shitos. Aser, mutter, aser, chayiv, mutter, aser, midrabanan. Three shitos. The shita that's aser, midrabanan seems to be the sheet of the Karban Nisano. This shita seems to make it to the Ramah in Simin Shin Yud Zayin Ois Gimel. Shin Yud Zayin Se'if Gimel. Ramah writes, the Mechaber says, Matirin Beis HaTzavar, the Ramah writes, even though it's Tvira Shel Eina Shel Kayama, you shouldn't undo it, because he quotes Lo Matin L'Chilok Bein Tvira Shel Kayama Eina Shel Kayama, that's the Riva, V'yesh Matirin V'ein Lahatir B'fnei Am Ha'aretz. Me'ikar Hadin, the Ramah says, Tvira Shel Eina Shel Kayama is Mutter. However, don't do it in front of an Am Ha'aretz, because the Am Ha'aretz might not recognize that there's a difference between Tvira Shel Kayama and Tvira Shel Eina Shel Kayama. Me'ikar Hadin, if it's Eina Shel Kayama, it's Mutter. I'm just learning around my Shin Yud Zayin Sif Gimel. If I say, Yesh Oisrim, Yesh Matirim, Ve'ein Lahatir B'fnei Am Ha'aretz, that means L'Choretz Mutter, but if there's an Am Ha'aretz around, right, I am not going to define what Am Ha'aretz is. Do not try to press me on this one. I'm not going to say it. Right? But Ein Lahatir B'fnei Am Ha'aretz. Why not? Because it's Mutter Me'ikar Hadin. But the Am Ha'aretz might make a mistake. Kol Zeh is Shayach if I'm doing Tefirah Shein HaShal Kayoma with a needle and thread. So people might come and they say, hey, you know what? There's a needle and thread. It's tied together. Maybe you're allowed to sew on Shabbos. Maybe it's okay. They're not going to realize that's Ein HaShal Kayoma. Or even if I tell them, you know what, I'm just doing this for a minute to hold it together. I have to walk from, you know, first hall to Gluck, and I don't want my hem to like get ripped on that area outside. So I'm just doing it for like 2 minutes. You tell the Am Ha'aretz that, but it doesn't matter. The Am Ha'aretz won't be enough of a lamdan to chapo the like 2 minutes and 2 years. He's not going to recognize the difference. But close that with needle and thread. If I use a pin, no one looks at a pin the same as they look at needle and thread. Nobody. A pin just has a different, right? People aren't going to mistake it for real tefillah. It looks in Gans and Andrish. It looks completely different. That's already an interesting nakuda. Memela, the Svarim say, and by Svarim I mean Katu b'tshuva sikhus Moshe chaylik pei simin pei dalit v'yesh igeres mimochon hachazoyin ish b'sifroi soif simin kuf nun vov. The Chazon Ish writes in a letter that there is no opinion whatsoever of Tfira. There is no opinion whatsoever of Tfira with a machat. A needle, no such thing as Tfira. Klal v'ikar. Because it doesn't look the same at all. You get an impression from the Chazon Ish, even if I leave it there, lo'olamei ad, it could be it is mutter. Rav Moshe Feinstein thinks that maybe if you live there only on, it's going to be a problem. Rav Moshe is talking about the diaper pins. You see, I might be like the last generation who has a mussig of what diaper pins are. There is a thing now called Pampers or disposable diapers. When I was a baby, these things were just starting, okay? Shtel zachfar, how old I am. Right? I'm an old man. When I was a baby, it was just that we had a diaper service. And they'd come and they'd pick up the diapers and launder them and bring you other diapers. And there were pins that held the diapers together. Those pins are in a you're not going to leave it there for a long time. You're not going to leave it in the baby, no? You're not going to do it. That's already interesting. Zakhtar Moshe, it could be that a pin that's there for a long time might be a problem, but a diaper pin, Hetzergoma. Hetzergoma. The basic cheshbon is that even though the Ramah says that Tfira Shal Eina Shal Kayoma is mutter, but don't do it b'fnei Am Haaretz, which means avoid it, but pins are different than Tfira Shal Eina Shal Kayoma, because a pin does not come across like you are, what's it called? Does not come across, it doesn't appear like it's a real Tfira. Let's go a step further. Tfira Shena Shal Kayoma. We saw Shin Yudzayin Se'if Gimel. Ein Lahatir B'fnei Am Ha'aretz. That's what the Rambam writes. Simin Shin Mem Se'if Zayin has another case of Tfira Shena Shal Kayoma. By the way, in Shin Yudzayin Se'if Gimel, the case is that the koveis, the cleaner, sewed up the neck of a shirt. And the shaila is, can you rip it open? No? That's Shin Yudzayin Sif Gimel. It's Tfira Shein Shal Kayoma. Shaila is, can you rip it open? Shin Mem Sif Zayin, Katuv Kacha. Otam Shemahatkim Habgadim Saviv Zroatehem Al Yidei Hachut Shemotchim Oto Umit Hadek Asor Lamatcho. Elan can you on the kavim rechavim k'tzad and metukanim b'tfira b'igul. Zokli machaver. There apparently there's a type of outfit that they would like pull a string and they would like tighten the beged, attach it to you. And machaver says it's usher to pull it. Unless the loops are very wide, you can't pull it. Because if the loops are wide, it won't get so tight. If it gets really tight, it's usser. Why is it usser? L'cha'era, because it's an isser of tofer. Now, this is tofer shein shel kayoma, no? This is the way they put on their shirt. They pull the thing and they put the shirt on. So, yeshli she'ela gedola po. Ha'she'ela hazot lo sheli. Ha'goyinu b'av ha'mechayim no'o zecher tzadik levrocha b'sifkoi ha'choshuv. K'tzois ha'shulchon simin kuf mem vov, hu sha'al ha'sheila ha'zoit. Reb Avraham Chaim Na'a sha'al, she'ha'halacha b'simin shun yud zayin soteret ha'halacha b'simin shin mem. I'm making you feel comfortable. It's Yom Yerushalayim, so like, yeah.
They have a Rikud Digalim going on.
Right? It's like, it's a big deal. Oh, we're Yotze. So here's the thing. In Shin Yud Zayin, the Ramah sounds like fundamentally Tfira Shein Shal Kayoma is mutter, just Ein Lahatir B'fnei Am Haaretz. In Shin Mem, it sounds like Tfira Shein Shal Kayoma is a problem, and that's why you're not supposed to pull the string on the beged to tighten it. So I got a stira between Shin Yud Zayin and Shin Mem. What's the yishuv? So I have two ways of answering it. One way of answering it is taka, that there's a machlokas, mechaber and ramah. And the mechaber really holds that Tfira Shein Shal Kayoma is a problem. The ramah fundamentally holds its mutter. How come the ramah is not masig and simin Shin Mem? The answer is that the Ramah assumes that we learn Shulchan Aruch in order. The Ramah assumes that we know Shin Yud Zayin already by the time I read Shin Mem. Therefore, I know that he's already Mekol on Tfira Shein Shal Kayoma. That's one pshat. It happens, by the way, if you look in the Darkei Moshe on this din in Shin Mem, he writes, he quotes a machlokes about pulling the string on the beged. And the Darkei Moshe says, you know what? The minhag ha'olam is lahakel. Minhag ha'olam is lahakel. So l'chaira, the Darkei Moshe is saying it's mutter. He just, me'ez a sibah shehi. And this is like for those of you who want to get a doctoral dissertation on halacha to figure out which dinim that are quoted by the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe do not make it to the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch. Over here in the Darkei Moshe, he writes, Befevish, Nahagula Hakel. Nahagula Hakel. I'd like to translate it for you. Hi, Zach. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if this is true about the Ramah or not. That's goof of my suffix. I have a number of places where I speak about this. I don't know the din. Again, the idea that the Shulchan Aruch Nahalacha Sefer is in the Hakdama that Rabbi Yosef Karo himself wrote in the Shulchan Aruch, he says that, yeah. But I don't know. I'm not sure if it's true about the Ramah. Did the Ramah assume that we all learn Torah with Darkei Moshe or not? Oh, so that's one Mahalach. However, there's a second Mahalach. The second Mahalach is a distinction between Kirei'a and Tofer. Ken Zayn, that Tfira She'ina Shel Kayama is Mutter. Excuse me. Ken Zayn, that Tfira She'ina Shel Kayama is going to be a problem, but Kirei'a is going to be Mutter. In Shin Yud Zayin, the Ramah's Mekel, the case over there is that the launderer, the dry cleaner, tied it up. My shayla is, can I rip it? Ramah says, mutter. Ein lahakam pnei ha'aretz, but it's mutter. Why? Because that's a case of korea. In Shin Mem, the shayla is, can I pull it together? That case of tofer, not korea. It could be that by korea, I'm more Mekel. Based on the yisod that we saw in Tosas on Ayin Gimel Mibbeis, Tosas taught me that it's possible that Kirei'a Shelo Amanas Lahatir is not a malacha at all. Remember that? Tosas on Ayin Gimel Mibbeis, right? How come by certain malachas, right? Zomer Vitzarch La'etzim. He says, you're not chayiv unless, right? Zelo mikri the eitzim kaitzer ella beinyan zem mi did they have a korei amenas litpar? The malach of korei is only amenas litpar. So if I buy a new shirt and the shirt is sewn up at the collar and I'm going to take my scissor and cut it to open the collar, that's not korei amenas litpar. So that's a reason why it's mutter. Put together with the fact that this is Tfira She'ina Shel Kayama, then it's Heter Gomor. But in Simin Shin Mem, where the Shaila is a Shaila of Tfira, not Korea, is a Shaila of Tofer, so then already it's more of a Svara to be Machmir, because I don't have this additional consideration that Tosis told me on Ayin Gimel Mibbeis. I like this pshat very much. The difference between Tofer and Korea. It happens, I just noticed around 20 minutes ago, maybe half an hour ago now. I noticed that the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, in that first footnote in Perek Tesvav Sif Ayin Beis, the first footnote over there, he says, and don't say this because it's mavur, not like this pshat in a bunch of Rishonim. My distinction between Tofer and Korea, Rabbi Solomon Zalman, hour back, suggests it. However, he does not like this approach. Okay. Now, let's go a step further. Let's go back to the pins. And one or two halachic issues that come up that are practical. We said that the svara to be mekel on the pin is that the pin is going to be, it does not appear like tefer at all, right? L'maisa, gedolei ha'achronim are mekel in ganzen on the pin. Reb Moshe, the Chazanish, are mekel entirely on the pin, even to be tofer. The distinction that we have between Tofer and Korea, they don't have. They say even Tofer by the pin is okay, because it doesn't appear like you are sewing it at all. Right? Everyone could tell it's a pin. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in the Shmir Shabbos over there, you should try not to stick it in three times if possible. But Lamaisa, mutter. Pins are going to be mutter. This svara seems to be, again, because it doesn't appear like Taifer. Rav Shlomo Zalman, however, has a different svara also, which is worth thinking about. He says, Tfira means that you take something and you stick it in and out. Or you take something, the Rambam writes, I take glue and I glue paper together. Between the two pieces of paper, there is glue. It holds the pieces of paper together. And it becomes, v'hayu l'achodem b'yadecha, becomes one thing. So melechas hachibur, possibly, or like we spoke about. If I, let's say, take a lock, and I have a knapsack, and I put a lock on my knapsack. Is that a malacha of tofer? I have a zipper, and I zip up my knapsack. Is that a malacha of tofer?
Velcro.
What if I have Velcro, and I Velcro things together? Is that a malacha of tofer? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, perhaps something that is called segira, the halacha calls it locking, perhaps is not tefer at all. Apparently, the shmua is that one year when Rav Soloveitchik was teaching Shabbos, the Rav thought that maybe there's an issue of using a zipper on Shabbos. Maybe a zipper taket is tofer. And all the boys went out and they bought pants that have a button instead of a zipper, no? Because of this concern, it's mamash chumrah. Think about it. No, that maybe a zipper is tayfer, and maybe we should be choishish on tofer shena shal kayama. So buttons apparently are. All the rishonim say buttons are clearly okay because it does not appear like it's one thing. If I zip it together, so it looks like. I believe if you look at Rav Shechter's talus bag, his Shabbos talus bag, he has buttons, not zippers. No. Check it out. I believe it's in the book Nefesh Herb, where he discusses this. And it's really, the pashta says that it has a different lashon. I think in Hebrew, in Ivrita Modernit, a zipper is called a ruchsan. People don't talk about it like I'm being taifer. It has a different term. Rav Shlomo Zalman entertains this idea as a different term. Maybe that's a reason why it's mutter. But it certainly doesn't look like it is sewn together, that it becomes mamish one thing.
Or that you're going to keep it there for a while.
So even if I'm going to keep it there
no,
for
you're
a
not.
While?
I mean, like it doesn't look like it.
So if I have, it doesn't look like it's meant to be done and undone. Again, there are zippers. Some things like you zip up and it's going to stay for like 2-3 weeks. I have my Pesach dishes in a bag that I zip up. It's going to stay that way for 11 months and 350 days.
Same apply to those Ziploc bags that have not like the sliding zipper, but like the two double kind of bags.
Garment bag. What bag?
No,
like
the regular
Ziploc bags that have like the strips that you push through it.
So again, look. The pashtus is that all these things, it's like Velcro. Velcro works by, it's like a series of hooks that connect together, no? Right? There's a thing of Velcro over there on the, you can take it off.
Take it off. Yeah. Colin's going to see.
I think the way Velcro works is that it's really a series of hooks. On that side, there's a charim. On that side, there's like nekevos, right? And they interlock. It's basically like you have a loop, a hook and a loop. That's basically the way Velcro works.
Wow.
Huh?
I've never looked at Velcro before like this.
I mean, if you, halachic man looks at Velcro very differently than anyone else. But the point is that all the achronim, I think, are mekel on Velcro. Right? We assume it's not called Tfira She'ina Shel Kayama, which would be Aser. Because it's Nikar that it is a temporary thing. So again, these are some of the dinim I wanted to speak about regarding Tfira, and we should have an excellent day and continue to learn Torah, Bahasmada, to be Makabal the Torah. Last night was 43 in Tfira, which means Shavuos is coming very soon. For those of you keeping score, okay.
You should stay on for sure.